Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Set now, racing.
Now, on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Greg Fay joins us now on TAS Racing Talk to look at the week that was in greyhound racing and also find us a coming winner. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, speaking of a person who is absolutely on fire at the moment, Brendan Purcell with three winners, the Despicable Group, Matt, Ben, and your tip for us to follow last week, Despicable Lee scoring at 990.
Yeah, she was very impressive too in the juvenile heat of the Owners and Trainers series. She jumped straight to the front, 26-28, very good sections. Looks like a really promising dog. I didn't think she'd meet that good a field when I set as a dog to follow, but she put them away anyway. And then he followed up with Despicable Matt, which was pretty impressive. He just won in a photo from Great Taylors, which was probably a certainty beaten because he got shunted wide. But Despicable Matt got the job done, and the other one was much more impressive, Despicable Ben. He beat another very good dog in Top Line Power by six lengths and ran 26.06. And he nearly got four because Alana was a pretty good second in her race. So Brendan's keeping it going, isn't he?
He certainly is. And we saw another newcomer to the game, a 13 Black Icy Popsicle runner. This is a very interesting bloodlines, this one, Greg, because 13 Black, unfortunately, before he broke down, he was absolutely flying over the distance events, and Icy Popsicles was a real speedster.
Yeah, well, Icy Popsicle held the... we're talking about How's That Grace, aren't we, in race two, of Neville Allison, owned by Carl Lane Cuthbertson. First starter, got back, came home over the top of them in 26.31, looked very good. As you said, 13 Black was a brilliant all-distance dog. Icy Popsicle was a track record holder over the shorts at Launceston, and looks like the mating has produced a very good litter for Neville Allison and Carlane.
And How's That Grace breaking through for its debut performance there? And Bruni Venture was another winner. That was its first win in five starts.
Yep, he's a very promising pup, trained by Gary Fay for the Island Syndicate. He jumped pretty much to the front and ran the quickest of those three heats in 26.15, and looks to be a dog with a big future.
And Hannah Bowden, this is greyhounds in great form for Gaylene Townsend.
Yeah, Hannah Bowden and That Was Then, the two sisters that she's taken over. They look identical. They're both white and red form bitches. And very impressive, took advantage of box one, the sister ran third in the same race. There were a few hard luck stories in that, but by gee, they're racing well, those two bitches.
Launceston on Monday night, Dominic's Dove, super effort to run down the favourite Painted Dotty in the very last stride over the 720.
Yes, it was a great run. Painted Dotty jumped to the front and ran blistering sections and very good overall time of 42.73, and that's what she ran, but she was a nose behind... Dominic's Dove. It's hard to believe that was Dominic's Dove's first win. A couple of people have had a go with her. She's been a fast dog all along, but never done it in a race. And Clinton Tapp, young trainer, new to the game, taken hold of her. And look, she fell heavily at Hobart last week in a 590. He obviously had a spot on for Monday night because she began the best she's ever begun, settled up second, which she never does, always settles near the rear. And right on the line... you know, she just nailed Painted Dotty. The only stride she was in front was the last one.
And Kinloch's Fury was rewarded for her consistency.
Yes, it's a very promising litter, the Kinloch Fury litter, and she won very nicely in a slick 30-12, beating a top dog in Revelator.
And the informed greyhounds Callaway, Ernie, and Her Highness continued on their winning ways.
Yes, Callaway Ernie's just turned into a real star, hasn't he? Come off box eight. It was amazing how he got to the fence on the first turn because he looked like he was going to be shunted wide, but he just cut in behind, then railed up, raced away, beat some very good dogs out of sight. Very, very good dog. And Her Highness, she beat a very plain field, but by gee, she beat them by a long way and also ran 29.90.
Yeah, great performance there. And Steele, respected odds in the last, and a good performance for Ian Callanan.
Yeah, look, it was a roughhouse race the last, and Big Callan's been a bit out of luck lately. He's had a bit of bad luck with some of his better dogs. She looked like she was going to lead to the first turn, then she got shunted out of it, looked like she was gone, and then cut him down, was a long way in front down the back, and he sort of gave up late and still came over the top. Very deserved win.
Devonport on Tuesday. It was a winning double for Steve Hutt with the Nitro Greyhounds.
Yes. Look, he had three dogs in the previous week and they all got into massive trouble. Must have been wondering, you know, what he did to deserve that. And takes them back 1 week later and all sweet, because King Nitro had box eight, led nearly all of the way. It was pretty impressive, actually, running 25.82. And Red Nitro, he had to do it a little bit harder. He had a battle for the lead in his race, but he got the job done as well.
And our old mate, Buckle Up Fletch, second win for the week.
Yes, he's a very smart dog, and he had to beat Silly Lucy. Anyone who watched the replay of that race, gee, she's a big-hearted bitch, Silly Lucy. It's no wonder she won the Oaks. She was just moving into it halfway and got absolutely smashed back to sixth. And to get up and run second was great, but take nothing away from the winner, Buckle Up Fletch. He's a high-class young dog, and he ran a brilliant 25.66.
We mentioned last week Richard Hall doing a wonderful job with Pioneer Mogul. Well, he may well have taken it to yet another level.
A brilliant win, because he beat Glitzy Bling and Golden Sage. Both dogs have won in very fast time lately. He had to come wide and work all of the way, and he hit the line, you know, a length and a quarter in front of two very promising dogs running 25.77. He's destined for top grade.
And Doug Cassidy back in the winner's list with Crystal Innies.
Look, Doug's never raced very many dogs at one time. We remember he's had some terrific dogs, including the Grounded Year a few years ago, Riddler Jake. Well, Crystal Innies hadn't raced for several months. He produces the first up at Devonport. He came out of an average box, led all the way and ran 25.91. He's a pretty good hand with the dog, isn't he, Doug?
It certainly is. Have you got a greyhound for us to follow?
Yes, a first starter from last Thursday night that ran second to Bruni Venture called Eyes on Destruction. If you have a look at the spelling of the name, it's pretty cleverly named, actually. One of Robert Goulet's jumped level with Bruni Venture, and they had a bit of a bump, and then she chased him all the way home. I don't know if she can win the final on Thursday night, because that's a terrific field, but she won't be long winning because she's got good habits.
All right, Eyes on Destruction, the one to follow for this week. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Live at 5 every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk with Shane Yates.
Time to find some more winners now on our Greyhound segment. The man that's going to steer us in the right direction, Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Big program coming up in Hobart. The first leg of the quaddie is race 5. It's over the 5.99.
Shane, I come up with number 2, Mumford Sun. He was third last week behind Real Caution. On face value, he may look a shade disappointing, but Anthony Bullock's now got him over these 5.99s and the 600-metre races, and I see he's running up at Devonport next Tuesday. Just think he's grinding away now, and I just think the 5.99 dried up his alley. I put him on top. His kennel mate will be thereabouts, Gemstone Jack. He's always thereabouts. He always runs an honest race. Put him in for second. Actually, and another kennel mate in for third, so I'm going for an Anthony Bullock trifecta in Blinking Becky. And I put in number 7, Dark Gladiator. Has got a very good win here in 34.54 over this trip. Look, it was spotted last week running home very well behind Senor Slammer. It could be the KO dog. 2, 5, 6, and 7.
Race number 6 is the grade 4.
Shane, I went with number 6, Spring Fall, and I can't find a lot of depth in this race, and I think she'll probably go around pretty short price favourite and probably entitled to do so. She's dropping back. She's been racing Silly Lucy and Senor Slammer. Look, I just think a drop back in class. Think she'll be very hard to beat. 5 for second, Wee Fire. Looks the likely leader, and if it does run, if it happens to ping to the leader, it will run a very cheeky race. Put Wee Fire number 5 in for second. A dog that's got very ordinary form, number 1, off and running, it's got some chance from the draw, will appreciate the inside draw. And I put in number 3, Bailey's Comment. Thought its run in at Launceston on Monday night was very good. Always grinds home with thereabouts. 6, 5, 1, and 3.
And we've got the Division 1 final of the TGO TBA series.
Yeah, Shane, the key to this race is number 6, Varco. Like, his last run, he got injured and got 10 days for an injury. Look, Debbie Cannon wouldn't produce him if he wasn't ready. He hasn't raced for 5 weeks, and I can't see that being a problem. The only little concern I've got is that it's got a very good beginner on its outside in flash innings. So the start's very, very important for Varco, but in saying that, Varco can jump in front and win this race too. 2, Club Foot in for second, always thereabouts. Brennan Purcell's doing a great job with his kennel, trained 3 winners last week, or last Thursday night. Got a very good chance. 7, Flash Innings, for the reasons I mentioned, that it might be one of the leaders. It's got a chance. And 5, Barnes Babe. 6, 2, 7 and 5.
And in the last leg, the Division 2 final, Brendan Purcell's got a very strong hand.
Yeah, Shane, I think he'll be very, very hard to beat with a dog called Despicable Ben. A little whisper from the grapevine tells me that he thinks it's one of the best dogs he's ever trained, and if that's the case, he's going to live up to big raps, Despicable Ben. He's a nice dog. He runs around the low 26s. He should be winning. 3, Senor Slammer. Just forget he went round on Monday night at Launceston. He got trapped wide at the first turn, got a couple of checks, was never in the race. Thought his win running 26-20, beating Designer Rush, was full of merit. Put him in for second. Put in number 5, Real Caution, for third. Thought its win beating Winkley Tam was very, very good. Went 26-13. It'll be thereabouts. Number 2, Dirty Rich. Liked him last week. He got the chocolates. Thought he had some chance in this race. 1, 3, 5, and 2.
That makes the quaddie in the first leg 2, 5, 6, 7. In the second leg, it's 6, 5, 1, and 3. Third leg, 6, 2, 7, 5. Last leg, 1, 3, 5, and 2. Where's your best for Hobart?
Shane, I have to wait till the last race. I'm going with a dog called Golden Sage, number 6. Look, he may well be around the $2.50, $3 mark, and I just thought his run on Tuesday was very good. He got held up turning for home. He desperately wants the fence. Butch Deverell, the master trainer that we know he is, he'll bounce him back from his Tuesday run to run on Thursday night. Race 11, number 6, Golden Sage.
Launceston on Monday night. First leg of the quaddie is race 5. Wild Cindy not far off another win.
No, she's in the mix, Shana. I've gone with number 3, Top Line Power. Look, his run last week in Hobart behind Despicable Ben was very, very good. He's a desperate railer. Come up with box 3, Mickey Stringer. There's a lot of pluses with this greyhound. I put him on top. 7, Wild Cindy's clearly the second pick in the race for me. She's been storming home of late. Her run in Hobart recently in the invitation behind Hannah Bowden was very, very good. And prior to that, she ran a couple of very good runs in Hobart, up in Launceston. I put her in for 2nd, Wild Cindy. 1, Waratah Boy will appreciate the 600 and box 1. And number 8, Callaway Krusty. Got a chance from the draw. He will be working home well. 3, 7, 1, and 8.
In the second leg, we've got Hell Yeah Bolt coming off a last start Melbourne win, returning to Tassie.
I can't see why he just won't zoom to the lead and just win, Shane. He's a very, very exciting dog. As you said, he's win at Sandown on the 15th of the 5th. He's had a month freshen up. Anthony Bullock wouldn't put him in if he wasn't right. Clearly on top. Think he'll start short. Number 1, Real Caution, in for 2nd. Got a super draw. 26-13 winner beating Winkley Tam. Got an outstanding chance from the draw. Put in number 6, She's All Class, for 3rd. Didn't mind a runner in Devonport. She had no luck. She was trapped wide. She never got into the race. She is a very, very good dog on a very, very good bitch on a day. I think she's 3rd pick. And I put in number 7, Glitzy Bling. Thought its run at Devonport was quite good behind Pioneer Mogul. Putting in for 4th. 3, 1, 6, and 7.
In the third leg, Mini Mogul and Oscar Ralph coming off very similar form at their last outings.
Yeah, Shane, Mini Mogul looks the likely leader, and that's the reason I've gone with it on top. It's broken the 32nd barrier at Launceston, and if it happens to jump in front and runs 30 seconds, I think it'll be winning this race. I do think Oscar Ralph's its main danger. Its last run behind Pioneer Mogul was very, very good. Thought it had a very good chance. 8-point made. Now, raced at Devonport on Tuesday and was never in the race until the last 50 metres, then was spotted cruising up the fence and ran 4th. Thought its run was A-OK, thought it had a chance. And I put in number 4, Helinski. Now, its last run was 5th in the Derby behind Callaway Ernie. He does use a little bit of the track. He can be a bit tardy sometimes, but when he does ping the lens, he's always up near the lead. Thought he had a chance. 2, 3, 8, and 4.
In the last leg, Super Bowl comes up with a centre draw in box 4.
Yeah, Shane, she's in my mix. I went with a dog that had no luck last week in Shantytown Lad. He had box 2. He tried to burrow through and try and get to the lead, and he failed. He then crossed wide, was never in the race. He officially ran 6th. I just forget that run. 3, High Caution. He's coming off a couple of runs in Hobart where he's been running respectable. Thought he was 2nd pick. Super Bowl. He's the 30-42 winner here on the track, but that's not a true indication on how quick it should have gone if it had a clear run. Put it in for 3rd, and I put in Snoring Nora. But I didn't mind its run behind Renewable Energy. They did break the 32nd barrier in that race, and she recorded her own personal time of 30.02, so she'll be in the mix. 7, 3, 4, and 2.
Rich Quaddyford for Launceston in the first leg 3, 7, 1, 8, in the second leg 3, 1, 6, 7, third leg 2, 3, 8, 4, last leg 7, 3, 4, and 2. Where should we put our hard earned for a special?
Shane, this will be short. This will be sweet. It'll be a very, very easy watch, and it'll be an easy kill for the punters that like taking the $1.30 and the $1.40. Race 4, number 1, Islands Force.
Captain Courageous there. Then we head to Devonport on Tuesday. The first leg, well, it looks a tough race on paper.
Yeah, Shane, it is. I went with the likely leader, Kimmy Ross, number 2. Put it on top. Top Line Tornado I put in as my second pick, number 6. My third pick, number 7, Moonlight Bell. And I put in number 1, Double Chance. I'll improve with the draw. 2, 6, 7, and 1.
In the second leg, we've got Dominator Girl going pretty well in box number 4.
Yeah, Shane, I've actually put her in as my second pick. I went with number 1 and that. Had a kennel change in recent months, and I just think from the draw, come up with box 1, Desperate Railer, got a good chance and that. 4, Dominator Girl for second. 5, Pioneer Moguls, absolutely flying at the moment for third. And I put in Nui's Lad. Now, he missed the start last time over the 278, and you can't afford to do that. Now, he just could be the one that might just spear straight to the lead. 1, 4, 5, and 6.
In the third leg, Crystal Innings, a good win last week. Can it go back to back?
Yeah, I've put it in as my second pick. I went with number 1, Tez Boro. I just think from box 1, he might zoom to the lead. He has broke the 26-second barrier at Devonport, Tez Boro. And I just think Robert Goulet will have him tuned for this run. 1 on top, 4 Crystal Innings. Good run last week and will only improve with the fitness run under its belt. 3, Honest to Rod, was a very impressive winner over the 278 at Launceston recently. And I put in number 5, Blue Fireball. He's also coming off a win at Launceston 2 runs ago, and I didn't mind his run at Devonport last week. 1, 4, 3, and 5.
And in the last leg, Like a Comet coming off a last start race where it was sent out the favourite. Can it bounce back?
I think it can, Shane. Again, I can't find a lot of depth in this race, and I think it might posse up and be very, very hard to beat. Steelo's Magic 4 runs ago won on this track, breaking the 26-second barrier, got a chance. 1, Why Fail. Jed Mace has come up with box 1 and got a chance. And I also put in number 8, Renewable Energy. Led all the way at Launceston at its last start. It's got box 8. Can't see why it won't run a very forward race here. 3, 2, 1, and 8.
So the quaddy for Devonport, the first leg, 2, 6, 7, 1. The second leg, 1, 4, 5, 6. Third leg, 1, 4, 3, 5. Last leg, 3, 2, 1, and 8. Just looking back at your best bets, Hobart, race 11, number 6, Golden Sage, likely to start short. Race 4, number 1 in Launceston, Islands Force, likely to start short. You got something for a bit of value here, Rick.
No value here, Shane. This is a very, very handy greyhound. I think this is just a put-in, take-out job. Race 11, number 4, Silly Lucy. Last week was unbelievable run, running second. Good thing beat. Just think it'll win. Race 11, number 4, Silly Lucy.
So you're taking the Coward's Way out?
Yes.
So the quaddy in the first leg, 2, 6, 7, 1. Second leg, 1, 4, 5, 6. Third leg, 1, 4, 3, 5. Last leg, 3, 2, 1, 8. The best. Race 11, number 4, Silly Lucy. Certainly beat last week. Thanks for your time again today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.